Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 23rd, 2024. I have a beautiful question here, and it comes from Rachel. She does not tell me where she lives, and that's fine. But she has a really interesting question. Let me read this to you, and hopefully it'll be of maybe some help and interest to you. I have listened to your podcasts, and I enjoy your weekly offerings. I have watched some of your TV programs, which I dearly like. Dearly. Everybody says that to me. And I think they're very helpful. But one thing I have to ask, why is the work, as you call it, so difficult to do? I just can't imagine doing it. Rachel, I understand. The reason the work seems so difficult is because it goes against the grain of your ego, how you were raised, and society in general. So there are many things that the work offers. It is an effort. It really is. I don't always like, you know, hearing it called a work, but I call it a work too. So work always dispels some kind of assumption and presumption about, well, you know, the difficulty of it or having to do something that we labor with. But in truth, and the basic truth of it really is that it is difficult to do when one is not involved in the practice. You have to want it really badly. You got to really, 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 really want it. And if you don't really want it, if it's not something that rings a bell inside you where you feel deeply committed to something that is beyond the confines of the ego, the vanity, the pride, the whole thing, which most people just don't have. They just don't go there. It's not something that they care about, nor do they understand. When you are working for something that doesn't have a payoff, and the practice does not have a payoff, it doesn't have it. And the reason it doesn't have it is because that's not what it's all about. It's about awakening. Now, you'd have to deeply want to be awakened. And if you understand that, you probably realize you don't really want to be awakened. This is just something of utter curiosity to you. And that's probably all it is just curiosity. So with that being said, and hopefully you understanding that, maybe, just maybe, there is some sense of, well, maybe if I go a little deeper, if I go a little further, if I practice a little bit more, this will all make sense. And I guarantee you it will not make sense. Nothing of the practice makes sense. Most people don't realize they need the work, Rachel. People just live in assumption and presumption most of their life. They don't get it. They don't get why they even listen to a podcast or listen to a discourse, or they don't understand why circumstances and conditions are consequences. They're not rewards. They're not punishment. They're consequence for the things that we have lived and moved and had our being in. That's all they're about. So when you start to understand some of this and you realize, my God, I'm not even living my life, the consequences of my indifference towards the source of my life and how it works and its importance is living me. Once you begin to understand that ever so slightly, that's when you might eke out a little interest. But I guarantee you, you're against the ebb and flow of how you were raised, the ebb and flow of society and what you think is the norm, or what you think is relevant to you. It goes against everything that you probably believe in. And so when you start to look at it from that premise, that point of view, you got to ask yourself, what the hell am I doing? Why am I even bothering with this? Now, here's the deal, and it is very true. We just live waiting to die. There isn't much life in us. We just want to go to Disneyland all the time, and we'd like to live in Disneyland where we have no cares and concerns. So a lot of people are introduced to the work with the idea that they will manifest, this is what the latest thing, maybe some good in their life, and they won't have as many problems if they get the things they want, which is simply not true. There will always be trials and tribulations in this world. Look at what Jesus went through. I mean, really, what a brave man to be here. His courage is beyond the idea of a warrior. His courage is of love, of compassion, something we just simply do not entertain, do not have, and are uninterested in. This is the issue and the problems of our life. We just don't make that kind of, shall we say, effort. So here we are in this whole gizmo of our life, not knowing why we're here, how we got here, why things happen to us the way they do, what it is about me that makes my life possible or made my life have this, that, and the other within it. We're not interested in that. We just want to, you know, live day to day in a no mind kind, well, no mind, in a dummied down point of view, not in a no mind point of view, dummied down to such a degree that we don't have to think. We're very afraid of being criticized. We're very afraid of that because we think we'll be ostracized from society or our family or even our own ego. And when that becomes more important to me than the awakening, than the truth, then I know I'm in trouble. I know. So that's what makes it very, very difficult. Such things as forgiveness, generosity, mercy, kindness. These things are not easily accomplished by the pedestrian mentality that most of us possess. We are conventional people. We live with a Western mentality, and we don't really understand how we work. People will say, you know, I hate this, I like that. They don't know why they hate this and like that. They really don't know. They have absolutely no idea what is occurring within them. They have no idea what is happening. They just don't get it. And the reason they don't get it is because of all their emotional bias, their genetics, their DNA. And we're not making a better world here. We're making, once again, a very difficult place for most of us to live. So with all that being said, a person has to sit down and think, do I want to go against the grain of my family? The grain of what I was taught and told? Do I want to go against the grain of my friends? Maybe if you're married, your marriage, go against the grain of how you were raised and what you think is right and wrong and good and bad for the sake of a love that is greater than anything you've ever known before. And yet you're not sure if that great love is out there and you think it's out in the world or it's out in maybe some philosophy or religion or whatever, or belief system, and you're not going to do it. You're just not going to do it. You have to have a deeper motivation, a higher motivation than just the mere self-preservation that most people live by. And because we live by self-preservation, we don't really understand what we're doing and the consequences of ourselves upon our own life. We just don't want to understand that. We just want to get through and think, well, our shit don't stink. And that's the way we are. If you're of a different ilk, you'll contact me. If you're of a different ilk, you won't see the practice as work. If you're of a different ilk, it'll be your honor to be in a practice and to let love live you. Rachel, I hope that helped you in a small way. And if I can be of service to you, always know that I'm here. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.